Yeah, it's a pretty good system. So, but having all the repeaters are going to connect to a private node, so you're going to have to fully qualify the path in your repeater config so that it knows where to go, because it won't be registered. The node you're going to be connecting to won't register with All Starlink. It'll just be one of them pink blobs that show up as. I forget how they register in the bubble chart. Anyhow, so you'll put in the actual credentials, and that particular node won't be available to anybody. And it's good for monitoring because I can actually send alerts from that real time if one of the repeaters drops, and I don't have to worry about listening to personal nodes and things like that, connecting and disconnecting all the time, because it gets to be a boy who cried wolf kind of thing.